A Tangled Summer by Caroline Kington.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Although it was still an hour to daybreak, the night sky was shifting colour and lightening in the east. It was too early for the full dawn chorus, but one or two birds had already started limbering up with a fragmented twittering. A nightingale at full throttle was singing in the small copse of trees by the farm gate, and far off, Alison Tucker could hear the shriek of a screech owl. She peered at her watch. It was nearly 4:30 a.m. The track down to the farm was nearly half a mile long, and confident that no one would spot her, Alison wove her way home, savouring the sounds and smells of the night, and at one point taking off her shoes so that she could walk barefoot on the dew-laden grass verge. She had had a great night, and it had all started out so unpromisingly. She spent the day studying for her A-levels, and her mother had suggested that, come the evening, she should relax with a bit of telly. Alison had thought she'd scream with the tedium of it all. Then Hannah, her best mate, had phoned. She'd just got back from holiday somewhere hot. Her parents were out for the night, and she had thought she'd have a bit of a party. If Ali was up for it, Nick, Hannah's boyfriend, would pick Ali up from the end of her drive at 11:15 p.m. after he'd finished work at the pub. Alison had been definitely up for it. Knowing there was very little point in asking her mother if she could go out at such an hour, she'd said good night, gone up to her room, changed, then slipped out of her bedroom window to meet Nick. Alison lived on a...